Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cindy Cicero, and I'm with the School of Qi Energy Heals. And today we're going to do a seminar on telekinesis. And this is to inform you and to let you know that our school teaches this particular ability amongst many others. And today I have with me Dr. Sifu Jones. And how are you today, Sifu Jones?
I'm doing great. How are you today? Yeah. Today's topic is on telekinesis and what that's all about. It's probably one of the number one things that we get asked about when we talk about energy work, is how are things like telekinesis, levitation possible, that kind of thing. And so what we decided to do is go over this type of information so people can understand what's going on there and how telekinesis is an actual viable thing that's, you know, been scientifically proven the way it's worked and everything. So what we do in our school is totally explain that to people. And the first thing that people don't understand about it is this energy that they're going to use, or this chi that we talk about, is bioenergy. And everybody puts off this bioenergy. A NASA government agency talks about that the average person puts off 11,000 watt-hours of this bioelectricity. And what we found out is bioelectricity and electricity basically work the same exact way, and for all practical purposes are the same thing. And so if you have this electricity running through your body already, and it actually goes through your nerve fiber system or your nervous system, you have nerve fibers in your body that take this energy from, let's say, your head down to your foot and back. And it's through this process that you send all this energy around your body that we've learned to build this up and show you how to build it up so that you actually can learn to do things like telekinesis. And, you know, there's a certain amount of people out there just naturally learn how to do stuff like that right off the bat, and it just seems like a normal process to them. And they have a tendency to have a very good nervous system, or that their nerve fibers have already been built up pretty well, and so they just jump into it pretty naturally and learn how that process is. Because if you think about it, if you could learn to project this bioenergy or this electricity out, it would just be like any other type of electricity that you would literally project out. And obviously that type of thing could actually move something. Now, in our school, and that's after we basically teach you that first basic exercise of how to build up your nerve fibers in the first place, and it's just a great energy exercise that was specially designed to do just that, to lengthen, to make stronger your whole nerve fiber system so that you're putting off more and more energy. Now, one of the ways we know how that works, or that you're putting off this extra energy, is how we use our Qi palm test. And what we do there is show you like how to bounce the energy between your palms. And if you haven't seen that process, go to our school, and we did a little YouTube video up on that where it shows you, you kind of walk the students through on that. And it was a pretty easy thing to do, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a very easy thing to do, and you can feel the energy in a push-pull magnetic sensation, and it doesn't take any time at all, and it can be done very easily, very relaxed.
And the big thing there is, in first learning to tune into energy or this bioenergy in the first place, is not to do it too much or not to expect too much. I mean, it's not going to knock you off your feet, or it's not going to suddenly, you know, do all this amazing stuff from you if you're just now learning to tune into it. The big thing is learning to actually feel it for the first time as this magnetic feeling, this pushing or pulling sensation. It may feel like moving air. It may feel warm, or it may feel cool, depending on how much energy is coming off your body. And a lot of this is tuning into the right things at the right time, and this is what a school will do for you, and that's what we basically teach people to do, is to tune into this in a better and better way so that they then can cultivate it and build up this energy by the usage of building up your nerve fibers. We found out if you would regularly do our energy exercises, your nerve fibers begin to grow, and through that growth, you're putting off more and more electricity, and you can see it as a proof through the energy pickup that you do when you do your palm test. Plus, you're going to find it in so many other ways. I mean, all through the school, we're going to show you how to tune in to all these different things of how to get things to work right with electricity and how the best way to send it through your body. Because the other thing that we learned, certainly I learned early on, I've been doing this stuff over 40 years, is that was the first technique I learned, was to move around a drinking straw or the telekinesis of doing that. And also I learned how to put out a candle. You'd light a candle, and by concentrating it on it in the right way, you could literally learn to put that right out. But I took that out of teaching people how to do that because it really came off in a yang way, or a lot of times you would get like headaches or bad side effects from doing, putting out the kendo, because most of the time you kind of interpret what we teach in a muscular way, or you have a tendency to put way too much of a mind intensity into it, and you have a tendency to maybe use breath or a tightening process more so in a muscular way. And again, what bioenergy is electricity in all practical purposes. And so you have to work through this energy in the way that energy works or electricity works. And by learning that process, you get really good in energy work. But I think a lot of people that first get into energy work, or, the typical person that studies anything from Reiki, Prana, Yoga, that start tapping into the energy in a particular way. Maybe they learn healing techniques. And of course, our school is going to teach you all sorts of healing techniques and how healing works in the first place, and back it by the science of the day and how your body works. And we'll show you all sorts of different ways that that works. But one of the main reasons why people will get into and learn like something like telekinesis, because the first thing that came to my mind is, well, that's all well and good, but what can you do with telekinesis, or what's the significance of moving around an object? And if that was the only thing is, then that would be more like a parlor trick. But what we're really trying to show the student is that this is a physical, tangible way that you're seeing that you are indeed controlling this energy. And the result is, when you project it in the right way, inanimate objects will actually move. Well, if you know that you can move an inanimate object, how much more are you going to be affect, something that's alive? And in a healing way, if you do this the right way. And so that's what we really use telekinesis for. It's not so much to, say, okay, we're going to move this object from here to there and in some viable way. What we're really doing is showing them that this energy exists and that they can build this energy up through the right type of exercises, and then learning the right kind of processes, because we go over all these different topics with the student to tell them exactly, how they're going to get the best side effects out of this type of energy work. Because that is the other thing about learning energy work at a high level, is you can have bad side effects or good side effects, and most people will teach you all sorts of ways to do this in a strong way, but don't really go over what will happen if you just go straight for the strong way. And most of the time that'll end up in painful overloads, things like headaches. People will try to, shortcut the process of building up your nerve fibers. And, by going through these shortcuts, they think that they can go right to the top of the mountain, learn all this good stuff, and, learn to do things like astral projections or, out-of-body experiences by slamming energy up into their head in some fancy way, and think that that's a good idea. And what we show them in the school is that it is one of the worst things that you can do, that usually just bad things, anything from headaches and severe headaches that may last for or days or weeks can happen when people, move around the energy in too strong a way. One of the things that we really teach you to do is to be very responsible with your energy and to do the energy in this manufactured way, similar to the way maybe you would build or your muscles up. Like in weightlifting, you wouldn't suddenly go over there and weightlift for 8 hours and think that you're going to be able to do that the next day too and the next day after that. You would totally wear out your muscles, and the same thing can happen with nerve fibers if you push them too much. And so a lot of what we're going to show them, the student in the school, is the best way to get the best side effects out and the easiest way to really harness this energy in a viable way. And as they build up this energy that we're talking about, one of those just natural things that happen is this phenomenon of telekinesis. And you know, even the first time that you learned to do that and you saw it that way, because, I mean, you first learned energy work in the typical way that people do through, you know, Reiki and Prana and Yoga and some of the Qigongs out there. And this isn't really taught in that way for the most part. And, you know, when I started showing you that really it's an electrical process, it kind of surprised you too, didn't it?
Oh, I was very surprised. And all this time, for years, I've been trying to make Reiki, Qigong, and Yoga an energy field like they talked about, and I just kept plateauing, and I couldn't figure out why. And I kept putting more emotional intensity in it. I got a little bit more out of it, but I did wind up with those negative side effects, so I didn't know what I was doing wrong. I was fanatical about it, and I really wanted to make it work, so when I dive into a subject, I'm pretty much focused on one thing for quite a few years to see how it, you know, get around it to see how it works. And it wasn't until, I started working with you and started understanding that extreme abilities are all based in science and that it is electricity, that's when I broke those plateaus in my confidence level, my professionalism. It increased twofold.
It is really surprising that, you know, the things that we talk about is as fantastic as they first sound when you would go to our website, you know, at chienergyhills.com, and you would say, well, what are some of the course descriptions like? And we go over things like telekinesis and remote viewing and levitation and stuff like that, and you'd think, well, those things are impossible. How could somebody possibly learn those kind of things? But what we're really actually doing at the same time we're teaching the student how to do all these things is teaching them quantum physics at the same time. The latest scientific information from the quantum field really goes over, and how, you know, they have developed things like acoustic levitation, and, you know, where sounds are actually levitating inanimate objects. And we go over all these different things for the students so that they can understand that since they can do it in the science field through these experiments, that we can actually do this very similar thing since we have this same type of electricity or bioenergy that goes through our body. If you learn to project it in the right way and you learn to build it up in the right way, because what you initially feel between your palms when you do that palm test for the first time and you kind of bounce energy back and forth and you learn to tune into your own energy, is realize first that it is something that you can physically feel. And you realize that this is something that you can, if you can physically feel it, you can make it stronger. And you simply learn to make it stronger by building up that internal part of you, which is your nerve fibers. And the exercises that we teach are amazing in how well they actually do that. Now, I've been studying, again, like this type of information for over 40 years, and I've gone through all these different types of different energy works out there, and through majority of the different types of Qigongs in one form or fashion, you know, because I used to think that same way, is that you could build up this energy through breaths and sounds and through different postures, and I would go through all these different standing postures and go into these different forms, and really all I ended up doing most of the time is hurting myself and coming off with worse and worse side effects, and because I really didn't understand the process that well either. But as we started getting into quantum physics, because it really had opened up here in the last 20, 30 years, we started seeing this as a whole different procedure than we did when we first initially went in through the martial art field. And as you go through the quantum physics field, you start understanding that Qi and subatomic particles are the exact same thing. And if you can understand how subatomic particles work, you can totally take control over this information in such a better way. And that's really, we break it down what quantum physics is in this layman's term way so that the student can apply it to how it works with energy work. And then we also do things like show the student how the body actually works with energy work, because that's the other thing that's lacking in the energy field out there, is how energy affects your body in the first place. And who knew that it would affect it in the ways that it really does? And if you really study the science of how energy goes through the body, you'll start understanding that most of the ways that are being taught out there have flaws in them. And we'll point that out to the students, you know, that we don't really harness the hot side of chi because of those flaws, things like burning your pheromones that would cause you to get in arguments and fights with people, or lowering your immune system by knocking out your natural killer cells. And there's all these different things that you can do wrong in energy work when you don't know how to do this stuff in the right way. And again, one of the big reasons why we'll teach a subject like telekinesis and show a person how to do, like, again, we just start you out with a drinking straw because there's not a lot of weight to that, and your mind can get wrap yourself around something small like that, and it may not be able to wrap it around with something that's much bigger than that, or you wouldn't be able to see, well, like, how do I get from A to Z? And what we do is literally take you that step-by-step process and get you better a little bit at a time. And we literally do it through a three-year process. By the end of 3 years, we'll fill your head up with so many different topics on how this stuff literally works that you will be at an instructor's level, and you'll be able to teach this to other people, and you'll be able to perform at an extreme ability level. And that seems kind of funny that, you know, a person can actually attain that type of level really quick, since certainly I never got it that quick. And most of the people I knew, you know, they took a much longer time to get there. But what we've done is taken out all this leg time, all this time that you would normally take, have to take off because all the pain thresholds that you would normally go through. We show you how to do the energy work right from the get-go. And as you learn it to do it right from the start, and you build up your nerve fibers in this viable way, and again, one of the quick ways you'll be able to see whether it's working or not is when you do that palm test. As you feel that energy start building between your palms, you know that you're building up this energy in this physical, tangible way that you'll be able to use. And then we're going to show you all these different ways to use this energy in this viable way. You know, by the third month, we're showing you how to feel colors. You know, where if you were blindfolded, you could tell what color was on a piece of paper. If somebody put different types of paper around you, you could feel the different colors because you could learn how to tune into the right thing. And the other thing we start doing is showing you how to sense through closed containers. By the fourth month, we literally show you how that process takes place so that you get more and more sensitive. And all along your journey through your school, we get you to tune into these 2 to 5 minute exercises that literally will radically change you over time. As you get like a year in of doing it, even just a 2 minute exercise in these specific ways, it literally changes the way you even think about how this process works, and suddenly you'll be able to do all sorts of things that you wouldn't have thought you could do at the beginning. And that's kind of what when you first went through the school way back when, that's pretty much what happened to you, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly what happened. And what expanded my mind was how to treat this electrical process through me in a very cool way. And instead of a linear way of thinking about it, and I didn't even realize I was thinking linear about the chi, but that's what I was actually learning for years in the other systems. This is a more global, circular way approach, and it's so much more powerful, and you can have a control factor over it in a good-feeling way.
You really can. And the other thing that we do is, you know, at the beginning we'll show you how to do a simple thing like moving around a drinking straw and various other types of stuff. And you actually show where, you know, there's no wind involved what we're talking about. I mean, you can put it in a closed container and still move something, and that shows you that it's not a wind thing. It's actually your bioenergy. because electricity would literally go right through a wall. And that's what we're going to show the student, is how to get this stuff up and working in their life. And then by doing it in the right way, they can affect every aspect of their life very positively. And we go over things like the law of attraction and how that really does work, and how most people will never get the law of attraction kicking in into their life in the right way because they don't understand how the bioenergy of their body works. And simply understanding how to make your body in this good feeling and cool side, or the tri-concept that we will teach the student in the school, is basically to use the form. And you're going to use this form, and then you're going to put this electricity or bioenergy in this form. And by using this form and then making that form feel good and keeping the temperature cool, you can radically change your life and your body and build up the nerve fibers in this very quick way and get the best side effects that you ever saw come out of it. And I'm always, you know, amazed at the kind of feedback we get in emails from different people who have got it up and running, and they're kicking in the bioenergy, and they're keeping these attributes on the right side so that they're getting the most pleasant side effects from it, and they all rave about how good this program really does work.
Oh, Sifu Jones, you know, if they go over to our front page on ChiEnergyHeals.com, we do have a link on the Chi Energy Cool Stuff, and that shows the telekinesis that some of our students are doing in the beginning.
Right, and a lot of times, even on you know, different YouTube vehicles, I mean, videos out there now are showing all sorts of different forms of telekinesis, from Chi spinners to, you know, moving objects in different ways. And again, these are viable ways that you're seeing out there that the, you know, different people are learning, and, you know, a certain amount of them probably went through our training too. So, you know, that's the fact that it does work real well, and that's what we're going to really show different people if they want to take telekinesis to the next higher level. I mean, we do teach telekinesis 202 and then 303 as the student has this increase in their nerve fibers. They're able to put out more and more of this electrical energy. We teach them how to do all sorts of form training and how to use it for extreme abilities. And literally, we'll take them, if they would go through the entire three-year course, they would know specifically how to do things like a levitation and things like telekinesis, learning how to disappear, you know, all these things that they're, you know, we are learning about in science now. If you study the quantum physics field, I mean, you'll see that the military uses things like an invisibility suit, and they're learning all sorts of different ways how to manipulate the time-space fabric around us, and that's really what they've learned in quantum physics. They really call it time-space fabric, and that it's an entangled commodity there that we're dealing with. And if you mess with the time-space in a particular way, you're actually distorting time. And as the student goes through the different topics on how Chi energy works, we'll go over all these different things that they hear about, but they're not sure how it works, and we'll show them how specifically it works with their energy work, and so that they can get things like that up and running for themselves. But that's the main thing I wanted to go over today on the seminar, was that we do teach telekinesis, and we'll teach the student the right way so that they get the best side effects from learning something like telekinesis, because the other side of the coin is there's plenty of people that teach telekinesis out there, but most of them will get you hurt. And I know that because I somewhat did that in the early days when I first started learning how to do telekinesis. You know, I would teach in such a kind of a negative way too, where you get these bad side effects. And I learned from my mistakes. And as I learned how energy really affects the body, I learned to get the best side effects from it. And certainly that's what they'll get from going through a school like ours, is how to build up energy and cultivate it in this major way that they can use it for actually going to the extreme ability levels. And if they're healers, this will improve their healing in so many dramatic ways, because initially that's how you came in, is, you know, wanting to improve your healing skills. And what do you think, after the amount of time you spend in here now, how has that increased?
I never think twice about getting together with a student or a client, and even myself, about how that works all so well, and it goes down by the numbers. I have an excellent time at it. I don't struggle.
And it really is a case that this stuff will build up thousands of times stronger than the student will initially feel it. When they do that Qi palm test, you'll feel this subtle energy. And now that energy will build up thousands of times as you learn to build up your own internal system or your nerve fiber system. And it won't be long before you're not only going to feel it, but anybody around that you would project your energy at would be able to feel it. And what I always tell people that normally the typical average student that would go through 3 years of our courses, they will get to the point where not only they can contract out their own muscles with their own bioenergy, but they'll be able to contract out the muscles of somebody else. And that's a significant thing, because most people would never realize that they could project energy in such a viable way. And we'll show them how to do it, and not only show them how to do it, but to show them how to do it safely, because that is the other side of the coin, is there's terrible ways to learn energy work, and there's really good ways, and this is one of the best ways that you can learn it. So that's what I wanted to go over today with different people out there, so that they would learn a little bit more about what we do. And thanks for coming on with me today.
Oh, thank you, Super Jeff.
Bye.